Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. We're looking at clouds and sun mixing together. We'll have a high of about 68 degrees. Temperature-wise, in Kenosha, it's 46 at this hour, 35 in Burlington, Milwaukee 50, 53 degrees in Racine. A pedestrian was struck and killed at about 4:30 Sunday morning along Sheridan Road just north of Chicory Road by a vehicle heading north. The first arriving police officer from Mount Pleasant found the 20-year-old victim bleeding from the head and not having a pulse. South Shore Fire Department paramedics got there, provided emergency aid what they could, but the man expired. A news release indicates that the 27-year-old Racine woman driving that car was in the far right lane when the pedestrian appeared along a darkened section of the roadway. Name of the victim has yet to be released for reasons of family notification. The State Patrol's accident reconstruction team was brought in for the investigation. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department looking into a fatal one-vehicle crash early Sunday morning in the 24400 block of County Highway NN. Deputies and Salem rescue personnel sent out just before 12:30 a.m. found the Jeep Grand Cherokee had struck a tree adjacent to a curved section of the road. The lone occupant of that vehicle declared deceased, prompting a call for the medical examiner's office. A news release says that speed and alcohol are believed to have contributed to that crash. In this case also, the name of the victim is being withheld pending full family notification. Otherwise, anybody who might have some information is asked to contact the Kenosha Sheriff's Office at 262-605-5100. Peak time for car deer crashes in Wisconsin, right now through the end of November. David Pabst heads up the Bureau of Transportation Safety, says the best thing you can do, aside from slowing down and staying alert, you got to make sure you are buckled up.
If you can't avoid a crash, brake firmly, but stay in your lane and in control of your vehicle. If you hit a deer, get your vehicle off the road if possible, and call law enforcement. And remember, walking around a highway is very dangerous. It's generally best to stay buckled up and in your vehicle until help arrives.
And take note that crashes like these occur more likely at times when you got the sun fading and the sun starting to come out. Last year in Wisconsin, law enforcement agencies had more than 20,000 of these crashes involving deer and motor vehicles. Five people died, including two motorcyclists. In Milwaukee, one person is in custody after the death of a jazz cafe owner, Donald Lewis, this weekend. His body found in a home about a block away from that business a day after he had been reported missing. Police calling his death a homicide at this point. Victim's family says the killer is a person who had worked for Lewis about 3 months. As they do after every violent death, the Racine Interfaith Coalition will have a prayer vigil for the woman murdered in an apartment over the Sunshine Grocery Store last week. The vigil set for 6 p.m. Tuesday near the corner of 16th and Taylor, and the public's invited. Name of the victim has not been made public at this point. Arrested and charged last week with homicide and hiding a corpse, 49-year-old Harry Fumick. His preliminary hearing is set for the morning after the prayer vigil. Well, not everybody sold on the school concept of positive behavioral intervention supports, or PBIS for short. It rewards positive behavior and strategies for actually teaching proper conduct. The goal is to have improved school climates to reduce the number of suspensions and expulsions. Jade Larson is a veteran Kenosha Unified teacher and a certified PBIS consultant. She tells our partners at Gateway Public Radio that the implementation process begins with good teaching behavior.
We're seeing more and more that everything from, you know, when to raise your hand to the procedure for sharpening a pencil, everything needs to be taught. And we are even teaching our new educators, don't take anything for granted. Mm-hmm. We need to teach them everything and reteach and practice. How do we walk in the hall? You can't just do it once.
Critics say that PBIS, though, leaves too many unmanageable students in the classrooms to still negatively impact teaching and learning. PBIS now in place at all Kenosha and Racine Unified schools. Just over $20,000 being requested for a transfer out of the Racine County Buildings and Facilities capital budget to put it toward a project that would help the jail alternatives program with less than ideal office conditions in the law enforcement center. County Executive Chief of Staff M.T. Boyle explaining to the Finance Committee recently, this has to do with the county taking over bond monitoring efforts from the former Zimmerman Consulting and the need to improve the physical space that these workers are in.
All the monitoring then and all the devices were put on at her offices on Main Street. When we took over that program in a temporary measure, we took over the day reporting room and the LEC, which is on the first floor, kind of a small room, and at the time there was only two people working out of that office space. Now there are 7 people and several visitors a day because that's where we're putting on all the monitoring equipment.
Boyle explaining that having the program in the LEC is quite convenient, but the office conditions, well, are greatly affected by the weather. You broil in the summer, you freeze in the winter. Finance panel unanimously supporting this proposal. County board is scheduled to have first and second reading on the resolution at the meeting October 20th, same night as the public hearing on the proposed 2017 budget. And speaking of things that you buy, thousands of baby tubs purchased from between October of 2012 and October of 2013, they're being recalled by Rhode Island-based Summer Infant. That's the company. More than 85,000 tubs need replacement parts. This according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. The sling inside the Lil Luxuries infant bathtubs may detach and put the baby at risk. Anybody having purchased one of these infant tubs advised to stop using it and contact Summer Infant for a replacement swing. Green Bay Packers beat the Giants last night 23-16 at Lambeau Field. Nice offensive performance by the line guys. Helped protect Aaron Rodgers most of the night. Defensive line played very well also. And the Giants missed on several big potential plays and scoring opportunities. That certainly helped. Head coach Mike McCarthy, though, said the defensive line really kind of set the tone.
It starts up front. You know, I thought our D-line and our run defense was what it needed to be, and try to slow down that no-huddle offense. They do a very good job at the line of scrimmage, staying a favorable pass selection, and I thought our defense played very well.
So the Packers at 3-1 take on next the Dallas Cowboys at Lambeau Field next weekend. A handful of Kenosha committee meetings will be taking place tonight at the municipal building. That includes the Board of Parks Commissioners getting an update on the Dream Playground project and efforts to get it fixed through an agreement with a construction company that put in the original flooring. The Public Safety and Welfare Committee to revisit the so-called home-sharing proposal and concerns raised about a resolution that would better monitor those rentals. And the Public Works Committee to consider Alderman John Fox's resolution to subname 60th Street between 23rd and 24th Avenues, Jockey Boulevard. A proposed temporary homeless shelter on the second floor of the former Lincoln Lutheran Building in Racine on Dominick Drive, now housing United Way of Racine County, got a few of the area residents a little bit concerned over the weekend about what's going to happen with those overnight visitors when they have to leave at 7 o'clock the next morning.
We are planning on having a van. We're not quite sure how that's going to happen yet, although we've got a couple of different routes to get that. Probably many of them would go to the hospitality center downtown. We do require that they leave, and this was legally, we can't quite require that they leave the area, but we will have security outside to make sure they're not hanging around the United Way area.
That is Pastor Warren Williams, co-founder of the group Segway, talking to the finance committee recently about having the money to get these things operating, the shelter operating anyway, if the county board will approve the rent and the utility request of $40,000. He says maybe 8 to 10 shelter visitors to start things out, as many as 30 to 40 with the severe winter weather, but to help keep things going, donations are welcome. SegwayRacine@gmail.com is their address. They have a phone number, 262-417-7242. The Racine County Board will get that shelter resolution at its October 20th meeting. Coming up at 5 o'clock this afternoon at City Hall in Racine, the Finance and Personnel Committee is meeting in room 307. That agenda includes the city purchasing agent with bid results for the janitorial services contract for City Hall, the safety building, and the annex. Year one with CleanCo Christensen Enterprises would be almost $125,000, $128,900 in the second year. It's time to vote. For some folks, City of Racine residents who can't make it on November the 8th or who don't want to probably stand in line that day, the options are absentee balloting or early voting. As of today through November the 4th, you can do so. Absentee ballot applications are forms EL-121. Download those. www.gab.wy.gov/forms. Complete it, sign it, mail it in, or drop it off at the city clerk's office, along with a valid photo ID copy. Voter registration form, EL-131, but you're going to need acceptable proof of residency. And absentee in-person voting is today through November 4th, 8 a.m. to 4:55 p.m. at City Hall, but also these two Saturdays, October the 22nd and the 29th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you go to vote at City Hall, both parking lots on the west side of the building available for voters, as well as the meters on the north and south side, mark for voter parking only. Chelsea Clinton and Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin are going to be campaigning for Hillary Clinton this afternoon in Racine. They are scheduled to appear at the Living Light Community Center, the one-time YWCA building, at 740 College Avenue, just west of the courthouse. Doors will open at 1 p.m. Clinton scheduled to speak at about 1:45. WRJN newscasts are in podcast form. They're on our webpage. We keep them there throughout the day whenever you want. Go over there, WRJN.com, look in the local news section. At WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.